Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
I'm going to start off with the Daily Telegraph this morning because they're going with a front page of the Prime Minister to offer Ireland the Rwanda deal. So this is a report where they're saying that Downing Street has offered Ireland the opportunity to join the Rwanda scheme amid the row over asylum seekers fleeing the UK to the Republic. And it says that number 10 is open to exploring Ireland's participation in the scheme after Irish ministers blamed the deterrent effect of deportation to Rwanda for a surge in asylum seekers arriving in Dublin from Britain. Of course, those remarks made by Micheál Martin last week. And just kind of in response to that, that's what the Daily Telegraph is going with. But the Irish Independent on their front page is then saying UK invite for Ireland to join Rwanda scheme is dismissed as Tory spin. So it's already the political movements on this is already going quite quickly. So the Tories are ratcheting up their diplomatic row with Ireland by suggesting that the Irish government will be invited to join the Rwanda migrant deportation scheme. And government officials became aware of the latest claims from Downing Street last night, and they dismissed it as another example of desperate Tory efforts to attack the Irish government. And no such offer has been made, and the Tories know it would be rejected outright anyway. And there's more coverage on that one on page 4 of the Irish Independent today. Also on the front page of the Indo, and it's inside many of the papers as well, put RTE accounts under the remit of the spending watchdog, says these reports. Remember, the RTE issue hasn't gone away. So putting the RTE accounts under the taxpayers' watchdog is a recommendation of report into the broadcaster. And this, the taxpayers' watchdog, is the Comptroller and Auditor General, and it's now set to take over the scrutiny of the RTE accounts as the three government reports into RTE culture, governance, human resources, finance, and the much derided barter account. Haven't heard that one in a while. They're due to be published next week. So that's what you'll find on the front of the Irish Independent. Moving to the Irish Times now, and homeless migrants ordered to disperse and leave Mount Street. So this is the story of the asylum seekers turning up at the International Protection Office in Mount Street yesterday. And obviously, they were told that they had no accommodation for them. And we've had the situation on Main Street whereby refugees have been cleared from there, asylum seekers have been cleared from there, and they've been placed out in Cruxing and City West. But then when more asylum seekers are now turning up to the IPO and they have nowhere to go, what then, you know? So it's going to be one of these things that's facing the government for many weeks to come. We've far from seen the last of this one. Kitty Holland and Jennifer Bray writing about that on the front of the Irish Times this morning. Now, the Irish Examiner is going with the story of UHL that came out yesterday, that HICWA report, patients still at risk of harm at UHL. And in the wake of that damning inspection report on UHL, HICWA said that overcrowding should not be inevitable with strong management and necessary investment. And HICWA also said that it found high patient numbers and overcrowding, and warned that the processes in place are not fully sufficient to protect people who use the service from the risk of harm. And they're also going with a story on the front page of the civil servants will combat migration misinformation. So this is an appointment of a senior civil servant to combat misinformation and disinformation regarding migration. And that is that civil servant is to be hired. That's Paul Hosford and Elaine Loughlin writing on that. And Alan Healy also writing, the Irish Times Group buys the Death Notice website, RIP.ie. So RIP.ie, it's one of the most popular websites in the country, without a shadow of a doubt. I know plenty of people, every age, old and young, that check up on it. And the Irish Times Group has acquired it. So they're the owners of the Irish Times and the Examiner, of course, and also a number of regional titles. And they said that the acquisition will help it expand its range of digital services to offer content that appeals to audiences at every stage of their lives. Okay. Moving to the Irish Daily Mail. So they're going with the UK-Rwanda plan being a risk to Ireland. And this was a warning to the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. And it's a report by Ken Fox, who has this report in a number of the papers actually today. Ken Fox, a renowned journalist, getting a lot of information from Freedom of Information requests. And Brian Mahan is also supplementing him here in this report in the Daily Mail. And it was that Helen McEntee's Department of Justice was warned 2 years ago that the UK's plans to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda would have made Ireland an attractive alternative. And so the Justice Minister was told in that briefing that Ireland could also become a stepping stone for migrants who hope to later get back into the UK permanently. 2 years ago, and here we are today. So just moving on to the tabloids now, the front of the Irish Sun, the book Dobbs Here, Brian Dobson, doing his final broadcast on RTE later today, and then he will sign off for retirement after 37 years. One of the greats, I think it'll have to be said. And moving to the Irish Daily Mirror, and they're going with a story where they're going with the story of Paddy Palmer, the popular broadcaster, and the man being jailed for 6 years for dangerous driving that caused his death. And he died after the driver drove through a stop sign and smashed into his car just 500 metres from his home in Inishannon in 2022. And the Irish Daily Star, Kinahan thugs gun runner. So this is a story of an Irishman arrested over a Marbella restaurant attack, and he has now skipped bail after the incident at a Porto Banus restaurant. And just moving to some of the stories inside the papers. There's this really good one in the Irish Times written by Carl O'Brien. Schools rely on parental contributions to avoid deficits, claim managers. Parental contributions, voluntary contributions. We hear about this all the time that, you know, schools are saying that they're voluntary when, and then at the same time, parents claiming that they feel pressurized to contribute to it. And now Carl O'Brien is writing that many secondary schools are forced to rely on them to avoid running deficits. And this is according to analysis of schools' end of year accounts. So the joint managerial body representing around 500 voluntary secondary schools, typically those run or owned by religious organisations, it said the reliance on parents for propping up school finances was degrading for schools and families, and that the funding gap highlights the need for a new approach. And also in the papers today, Senna Maloney writing in the Irish Independent, apply early is the advice from the Passport Office. Oh, we're back here again, ladies and gentlemen. And the Passport Office is encouraging the public to apply early online as the summer rush begins, with the Sinn Féin TD Rory O'Murcu claiming 33,000 applications are being made a week. And finally, one more from the Guardian newspaper. Boris Johnson turned away by polling station staff. So Boris Johnson was turned away by polling station staff in the UK because he didn't have ID, according to new laws that were brought in when he was Prime Minister. Now, that's it. That rounds up the look at the papers. You can WhatsApp us at 087 1400 106.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.